that there are a lot of firsts for your baby.
Yeah.
There's baby's first trip to the dentist or the doctor.
Uh-huh.
Baby's first haircut.
Haircut.
And then the one you never forget, baby's first helicopter ride.
Yeah. When was yours?
I don't remember. My mother documented it, though.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Mine was when I was 38.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have a baby's first helicopter ride.
I know, you didn't. Yeah. Because no one has a baby's first helicopter
ride. That's not a scrapbook listing.
Yes. And by the way, if it sounds like a helicopter, literally the neighbor hasn't vacuumed the entire 20 minutes we were on break. And as soon as we press record,
she's now vacuuming. It's actually dedicated trolling at this point.
I think
she's been vacuuming for about an hour and a half now.
She in a small apartment.
Yeah.
And she has
no pets, by the way. Did I mention that?
And she's
no pets.
Drilled a hole in your floor and it's just listing.
Like, y'all, I don't understand this amount of vacuuming.
I don't.
Remember when you were trying to defend her a little bit? You're like, well, some people vacuum every day. And I said, she doesn't have pets. She's like, oh. But now you know how gratuitous it is.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I kind of am interested to see her apartment because I bet it's so clean.
I've seen a little bit of it when I helped her move something up there, but I don't want to get in there because I think as soon as I get in there, I become gay best friend and I can't do that. I'm not looking for any new friends. I will say this. It's a problem being a gay man, especially a single gay man, because then a lot of women want you as their best friend.
They watch too many episodes of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
And they just think you're going to be their
and let me tell you,
or whatever his name
I'm
is.
I'm not that cuddly gay who's going to listen to you go on and on about things.
At the live shows, when you tell us things at the live shows, you actually care about that.
I do care about them. Yeah.
But
I hit a wall after about 5 minutes.
But even that, like, you're good, and then, yeah. Yeah.
Actually, when you give me alcohol, I'll just get drunk off of that,
yep.
And I'll pass out.
Yep, that's usually then I get a call. Hey, that drag queen friend of yours is asleep on the bar. Be right there, Larry. Be right there.
He's a good bartender, that Larry.
Y'all, season 5, episode 9.
Sabotage and Stilettos.
Sounds like a name of one of my memoirs.
No, it sounds like a gay romance novel. Like,
yes.
But that's about drag queens.
Yes, yes.
And also a mystery at the same time.
Yes, or a novel that your grandmother would like that she thought was very sordid.
Yes, Sabotage and Stilettos. So, you guys, we're at the Beverly Wilshire, which is lovely.
Lovely.
For what they're calling Maya's going away party. We all thought this was some type of modified shower.
Yeah.
Which, not to say the least of it.
Have you ever eaten at the Beverly Wilshire?
I have. I've been to a wedding reception there.
And you didn't end up going on a date with anyone at the reception?
No. It was kind of a small wedding reception.
It's not a huge venue, actually.
No. It's so nice, though.
I don't know if I've ever been in. I feel like I should have had.
Oh,
but I don't think I
have. Gorgeous. It's so kind of old Hollywood.
It is.
Yeah, very nice.
It's where they filmed Pretty Woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, y'all, and then I have to say, if you remember the movie Mars Attacked, Christine is actually wearing that wig that Lisa Marie wore.
I actually wrote, even this seems almost too much for Christine.
It was. This was the one thing I think I've had a problem with.
Yeah.
The entire time. There was a modified jean jacket that I did not love either.
No. That was okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you know why I didn't love that?
She gave up like halfway through the season.
I feel like she's worn that before.
I agree.
I don't know if she had.
There was an oversized kind of wool knit thing she was wearing either episode 9 or episode 10 that I loved. It was very like high fashion, but it's not something she normally wears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even Chrishell, you know, they're all sitting there. Chrishell, this is important because Chrishell says, Maya says, well, I'm touched everyone came and can get along because, you know, Maya's going to bring up that no one likes each other.
Because she's brutal.
And Chrishell says, well, we can all come together for our love of Maya. It's interesting.
And Christine just rolls her eyes.
Chrishell says that, and this is a different... Chrishell says that as a response to Maya. I don't know. I guess it is a little shady, but Christine completely takes it as an attack because she brings it up later.
Right.
So anyway, y'all, bam, bam, houses. We don't talk about houses, remember?
Yeah.
But Maya sold a house. Way.
At this going away party.
Yes.
And I do need to say... this was interesting because we got a little bit of backstory that Maya was the first agent
at the Oppenheim.
The Oppenheims ever hired.
Yep.
And then Heather right after that.
Was Heather like fucking 14?
She's 34 now. I think they've been in business for about 8 to 10 years. So
wow.
She was probably 24, 25. Yep.
Well, so Maya's like, it's bittersweet. And Maya says, but you know, this is a big family and families aren't always perfect. And Christine's just sitting there nodding her head and she nods her head. And then her hair is so big, 5 minutes later is when her hair actually moves in the back.
It moves.
She just, wait for it.
This wig is heavy.
This is a heavy wig.
Uh-huh. So
it's like, y'all, if you didn't watch this episode, let me put it to you this way, because I know all of you are going to know this because you're practically gay men inside. It's bigger than Trixie Mattel's wigs.
That's true.
That's saying something.
I bet those wigs are heavy.
And like hundreds of our listeners right now went, oh my God, Trixie Mattel!
Have you seen that documentary?
It is. Oh, it's great.
Oh.
It's so good. So good.
I think she's surpassed just drag. I think she's doing something else now.
I think, yeah.
I wouldn't know what to call it.
Queens have done.
Yeah.
And now they're doing this documentary about the hotel.
Yeah. There's something else.
Yeah.
I really admire her.
Oh.
Good for her.
Yeah. Probably will never be able to be in a long-term relationship. Seems like a workaholic. But I could be wrong.
I agree with you.
Maybe she's in a relationship, but seems like a workaholic.
I think she is in one right now.
Good for her.
But
worry about that for her.
But you're right. She has that...
Not that everybody needs to be with somebody.
It's an interesting combination, you guys, because you have to work really hard and keep your ethics really strong, and you have to have all these things for success. But they're also sometimes they're the things that keep you from being happy.
Yeah,
success is a very interesting thing in this world, because it's not just success is not going to give you happiness. Money is not going to give you happiness.
Yes. No, that's true.
Although, a good late night DNR with the family banging on the door.
The lightning striking.
That sure doesn't make me happy just thinking about it.
I know it does.
Think going to Rodeo Drive to spend that money.
Like you would ever go to Rodeo Drive. You would feel like you were spending too much money at Costco.
I do. I go to Nordstrom Rack.
Maybe, but even then you go, it's too expensive.
I would, because I
y'all
was
poodle
y'all,
is cheap.
I was raised by Mother Poodle, who thinks everything expensive.
It's true.
Burke's Outlet is too expensive for Mother Poodle. She'll try to get a discount at the register.
Wow.
I think this has a rip in it. This looks like something the factory did. My mother barters at the register.
She's like
at an outlet store.
Yeah, it's my Aunt Peggy. Like I bought just stuff when my dad's ex-wife had cleaned him out, and so I came to home to my dad's to help him get better, and there was nothing in the living room, and so I bought just like some end tables from Amazon. Like they cost like $70 each. I bought some end tables, a lamp. I probably spent $300 just to get little
cheap Amazon furniture,
home stuff to make my dad's feel like a home room. And my brother called me and said, yeah, Aunt Peggy called me today. And I said, really? Yeah, we were talking. She said, Matthew, he sure does like to spend that money. I guess he gets that from his mama. I'm like, $300.
Anyway. Remember my mother taking me to the thrift store to buy stuff for my first couple apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, you know, if you say that there's another thing here, they'll give it to you. They'll knock off some money. And now she probably wouldn't do it now, but...
When you're there.
That's the truth. My mother still does like to go to the dump, where the recycling center. The recycling center, the dump.
To recycle, to give away her recycling?
Yes, but she also finds things that people like, toys that people drop off there. And she said, well, there's free toys. So I'm gonna, and she lets my niece and nephews play with them after she washes them. But she would give my niece and nephew toys, and my youngest nephew said, we went to the dump today. And my sister-in-law went, you get my children toys from a, because my sister-in-law, God love her, she's bougie.
Yeah, okay.
She just is. Okay. That's how she was raised.
Okay.
And she could not handle that they got toys at the dump. And the youngest is like, we get to go to the dump today to get a new toy. And my mom's like, it's the recycling center. Mother Poodle loves, the only thing better than, but she loves y'all more than bargains, free. And you know what? Her son's the same way.
You're the same way.
I love free. Free food, free booze. I can't even tell you.
We got to move on.
We need to move on.
All right. So
where were we?
Basically, so yeah.
Chelsea grabs Marianne Chrishell, yes, and say, come here, I need to talk to you. Now, I found this a little, I know they have to do it for the show, but let this be about Maya.
I know. And Mary said, sorry, I was sick. And Chrishell said, I'm so sorry, but you told us the day before and I had a live listing. Sorry.
And also, Marianne Chrishell had been on this show since season one, so come at me.
Yeah, she's like, guess what? You're new here, Chelsea.
Right.
You're new here. And so Chelsea said, I just want to take time for you to get to know me. It's me. And she said, I know that you probably had a negative.
No, and Chelsea says, to be honest, Chrishell, I had a very negative opinion about you. And Chrishell was like, and that's probably because of who you were talking to. And she's like, and
Chrishell said, I was nervous about that.
And Chelsea's like, so this is who I am. I'm not going to believe I'm going to get to know you on your own, which this is a rehash of a conversation we've had at least four times with Chelsea and Chrishell. And I think they're doing it again finally to show us that Chelsea's going to be on the show a little longer, so they're going to have a new start after this.
Yes.
So I would not be surprised if Chelsea was the new Christine.
Possibly.
I would not be. I still don't think the show will be what it was without Christine Quinn.
Who knows that Christine's leaving the show?
You're right.
We don't know that.
Well, there was a blind item. There was a blind, or not a blind item, but a story that she's starting her own firm.
She's never said she's leaving the show.
That's true.
I mean, I know they didn't film a lot of Davina at the wherever group she went to, but that was Davina.
True. They try to film it where so they don't see her club foot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And her kind of hump that's on her back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying she has any of these, y'all, but Davina.
Someone Googled, well, does Davina have a club foot?
It's just, she's so Davina. The Davina-ness of it all.
Yeah, the Davina-ness of it all.
She's such a Davina.
And so Chrishell said, well, I was nervous about that too. And Chelsea, you know, said, it's just that she burned a lot of bridges. And Chelsea said, yeah, I've heard that she's burned bridges. I don't really want to talk about that. And Chrishell's like, yeah, but that does factor in.
Right.
And they kind of don't agree to anything.
They agree to disagree about it.
Mary and Chrishell want nothing to do with Chelsea, and Chelsea really wants nothing to do with them.
No.
They just want to use each other for
coexist.
And that's where we hear Christine saying, look, baby's first helicopter ride.
And Vanessa's talking about her boyfriend in England, because that's the only storyline has.
Chrishell starts, they start talking about kids, and Jason says that if we had a kid, it's got to be a girl because I'm scared of the Oppenheim gene in a boy.
That sounds like something to discuss with your therapist.
You might want to process that. Jason has a lot of fear about raising children, and I think it's true.
What about if that Oppenheim gene passed down to your daughter? It's quite sexist.
Careful what you wish for.
Right. I don't know what that Oppenheim male gene is.
I don't know.
With your 5'2"?
Yeah, possibly.
5'2" and roided up.
You I think they just
no. I think they just. I think they just take a lot of supplements.
No, I think they take creatine. Supplements, and I think they never eat carbs.
That's
They're
true.
They're very strict about their lives.
Yeah.
So Chelsea meets Davina, and Davina sits down. Okay, I have my take on this. That
this. I don't know what the fuck happened in this.
I
scene.
Felt sorry for Davina. I think Chelsea completely talks over her.
Right.
Again, that changes in the next episode, y'all. Just wait for it. But Davina says she just. The thing is Davina says to her, I just feel ambushed. I felt ambushed at the party. What Chelsea, Davina is explaining her feelings and trying to then connect with Chelsea with her feelings.
Right.
Chelsea is here just to tell Davina what she wants.
Yeah.
And I think what this is Christine has told her she's the lame antelope in the pack. And she's who you can attack and create drama with, and you'll be okay, and no one else in the group will care.
100%. Ding, 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 ding,
That's
ding.
That's exactly all. She is the sacrificial lamb for this.
Because, y'all, Christine is actually right. None of them really care about Davina. Because
she is.
She's always been an outsider. She left last year. They couldn't care if she lived or died.
And she cares about, Davina cares about herself more than anyone.
Yeah.
And will... She can't hold that back. That will come out of her mouth and show itself.
That and keeping her goiter from not coming back.
That true. That true as well. And so because Vanessa's like, you know, because I do love Christine. And Chelsea says, do you love Christine?
And I was kind of like, it's such a weird thing to talk about Christine when she's not here and to be so defensive of Christine. And also for you to be meeting someone you barely know, it was a weird conversation.
It was a weird
This show is great for those, but...
But, and Davina, I thought later, she said, she even said to her, she said, I understand you now, and I got pushed, and I just felt overwhelmed. But Chelsea takes it
confused.
Personal. And Chelsea's like, wait a minute, you think I invited you to a party just so I could ambush you? Me thinks you're too defensive.
Yeah.
She's acting, I guarantee you, she's acting this way because Davina calling her out on it. Because like you said, the last one, she totally does do that. And Chelsea becomes all butthurt about this.
And then, y'all, Chelsea says, I'm putting you on notice. And Davina's not really having it.
Yeah, and Chelsea's like, you think I'm a mouthpiece for Christine? Yeah. Yes, you are.
And at one point where Davina had vestigial wings before, they're starting to pop out like her bat wings. And she's getting upset about it. Her vestigial wings are popping out.
And Chelsea, she says, I'm putting you on notice. Don't shade me and don't cut me off when I'm talking. Which actually, Chelsea
did
noticed,
to Davina.
She does that with everyone.
Yep.
She does it with Chrishell, Mary.
And then she says, I could puke right now. And then Davina's like, I'm done with this.
She's like, I'm out of here. And she walks in. I'm walking away. It's Davina.
I want to say one thing. I know I make fun of her because... But the show kind of already puts us there that Davina is the biggest loser in the world.
They do.
And she's the whipping boy of the show. She really is.
She is.
But
I remember reading that book.
With the whipping boy?
The whipping boy. It really moved me.
I really wish for a kind of hot Davina summer in the next season. I want Davina to do her own thing. Not apart from everybody else. I don't know if it's in her, but I wish that for her. Now, until that time, I will continue talking about her carbuncles or her hump or her vestigial wings.
As you should.
Or her club foot.
As
or her
should.
Lumbering into a room.
It's true. So Jason, Amanda, and Mary, they're all looking at the house. This is actually the first house I thought was pretty. It wasn't all white. It had a lot of natural woods.
Yeah.
I liked it.
$21 million house. I was moved and entranced by Amanda's deconstructed suit. That white suit
Yes. Yes.
I just couldn't stop staring at it.
She looked gorgeous. And then her testimonials, she changed her makeup.
Ugh.
And I actually think Amanda's looked the best of anyone this entire season.
She has the most effortless style.
It's effortless.
And the thing is, that would look like, on Chelsea, that would look like she was trying too hard.
Yes.
Because she wears something else that's similar asymmetrically. It doesn't work for her.
Yeah.
On Amanza, it works. Christine takes all of that to a camp level, but Amanza makes it look like you could wear this as an ultra cool person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed.
I love Amanza.
I do too. So, they're talking, and Mary's like, I would love it if Jason and Chrishell got married, because then we would always, we could double date. She could be my doggy stepmom. And we kind of get a little bit of smash cut. Meanwhile, then we have Chrishell and Heather looking for lingerie in Beverly Hills. And they're like,
quality girl time.
They're like, okay.
That's Heather's laugh.
Chrishell's kind of after Poodle's own heart whenever Heather's like whipping her. Chrishell just keeps going, harder.
Harder. Is that harder. As much as she got?
She's like, put some effort into it.
Come on, Daddy.
And Heather's like, I'm tired, Chrishell. I'm tired. Keep whipping me. Take you back to last night a little bit. A
little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Just making sure.
A little bit.
So she
still got the bruises.
But Heather basically says, you know, if you get married, how would you want to do it? And Chrishell says, and I love this, she's like, I did it. I'm going to leave this up to Jason.
Yeah.
If he wants to get married and have a big wedding. Because she said, honestly, that's not a goal. My goal is to have someone who wants to be a good father and wants to build like an actual real life together.
And the
I love her.
Let me tell you one of the reasons. I know you love her, and I do too. One of the reasons this show works, because of all the fakeness and all the frills that they shove on it, is Chrishell is authentic.
Chrishell is authentic.
If she wasn't, and Mary is to a degree as well, but
till the Ritalin kicks in.
To the Adderall.
Adderall, yeah. Sorry.
But it's, if you did not have Chrishell, the show would not work.
There'd be no heart to it.
There wouldn't be.
It would just be foolishness.
And it's helped by, you do have people who are authentic also, like Amanza, but she seems like a Los Angeles Hollywood person, even though she's grounded.
She's grounded, but Amanza is, she just feels tougher. She has a little bit of a guard up because she doesn't want you to get to know her fully. Yeah. We got some of that when she was talking about parenting stuff, but Heather is, or Chrishell, her beautiful selling point of reality TV, and also though what was hard for her, and now she's learning how to navigate that, is she puts herself out there so easily.
Yeah.
And it's bitter in the ass because she's thinking she's being, that's why her and Christine will never get along, because Christine is,
they are polar opposites.
The total values, they have none of the same values. And authenticity and honesty is the most important thing for Chrishell, and that is not important at all to Christine.
So the next thing,
and y'all, we are reminded she is 40 years old. So
Chrishell,
we talked about that on air, but like Heather asked her, and Heather's like, "I get it. This is, if she wants to have a kid, like now really is the time." And so we get a little bit of Jason, who's flip flopping on the decision.
They're freezing embryos, you guys.
And so yeah, and Jason and we
and fertilizing. Yeah,
they're going to fertilize and freeze embryo. And I wrote, I don't think you should do that. As a woman, I wouldn't waste my eggs unless a man told me he's 100% sure.
100% sure.
I said that 100% sure that he wants to have a kid.
You
only have so many eggs.
I think they weren't all the way into it yet.
I don't, but the way they're talking is like they are.
Yeah, but I agree with you.
I hope she didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, because I wrote down, I don't not want a kid. It's, y'all, this guy's a fucking Peter Pan, and this is what happens to men in Hollywood, straight men especially, and gay men, but this is someone who's always chosen his work. He always can date the youngest, prettiest one.
He's handsome. He's rich.
He is. And
he's got a fine boyfriend, Dick.
There is an endless amount of women in Los Angeles who want to date him.
Yeah.
And he's always thinking, what else is there out there for me? And once you get to be his age, I think Jason's mid-40s.
It's the same.
Maybe 46, 47.
It's the same kind of thing of, the thing that has driven him is now the thing that is holding him back.
Yep, 100%.
Which just happens for a lot of
and
us.
And that's why this whole season arc, this is tough because these people do love one another. I really believe that.
I think they really do.
And it's probably the best match for both of them in a long while, but it's a question of timing for both of them.
Yeah.
Which sucks, y'all, because timing is a bitch.
And timing is everything in relationships.
So the next thing, Chelsea and Christine.
They're looking at this house, and I just can't wear a sweater over one of my shoulders and walk around. This makes me anxious because I kept thinking, when's the sweater going to fall? When's the sweater going to fall? When the sweater? Y'all, it's just draped. One shoulder is just draped the sweater. The rest of it's hanging down, and that's going to fall.
I agree.
It's just trying too hard.
She can't go as far as Christine can. When she wears clothes, we're talking about Chelsea. When Chelsea wears stuff that's really impeccable, it works on her. But when she goes to Christine, it doesn't work.
Doesn't, and the coat was so big and she's so petite.
Yeah, it's our proportions.
It wears her.
Exactly.
As Tim Gunn would say, the proportions.
Yeah, I agree.
Andre, the proportions
Andre. It's a look. I'll give you that. I'm concerned.
Edit.
I'm concerned. I miss Tim Gunn on television.
Oh, the Amazon Prime show is good. I watched it. I love that show. They're coming back.
Amazon is... I have that premium.
We never think of it.
I always forget I have Amazon Prime.
I still realize...
It is the child that I forget in the store.
I just realized I haven't even started Maisel, and that's my actual favorite show on television.
Y'all... Is Amazon the child you forget in a store?
I think so, because I need to watch. Oh, I love that show.
And does your mother ever leave you in a store?
No, but my drama teacher, Miss Kurtz, did to her son. She'd drive home and go, well, God, look, Creed at the grocery store.
Creed, yes.
After their favorite town in Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where they got the name.
I can buy that.
You think it wasn't biblical, but no. C-R-E-E-D-E, Creed, Colorado. They have a really great Shakespeare
festival.
With an
E at the end.
Yeah, I think it's Creed has
interesting.
E. I think it does. I could be wrong. I don't know that well.
Beautiful town. I don't hate that. And I hate every name that sounds like that. I don't hate that.
I don't hate that because it means something.
Yeah.
Even if Chrishell said, you know what?
I lost my virginity to the getting fucked to the movie Maverick.
Fucked to the movie Maverick, yep.
And okay. When Jodie Foster said, well, Mr. Maverick, I'm not going to, I think I like you, Mr. Maverick.
And Mel Gibson was just standing naked in that bathtub, and women at home were just fingering themselves with Tostino hands.
Tostinos. Tostino.
That's what I said.
You said Tostinos or Totinos.
Tostinos.
I don't know. What is it?
Tostinos.
Tostitos.
Oh, Tostitos?
Yeah, that's the chip.
I've always said with the N, Tostinos.
But it's Totino's pizza. Pizza rolls.
Oh.
So you're combining them.
I meant Totino's.
Mr. Maverick, I never loved a man like I loved you. That's a Summer's Day reference.
And you know what? We believed her all, and she's a big lesbian. Believed her all.
I don't know if anyone ever believed it.
So anyway, they sit down and Christine's like, the house doesn't add up, y'all. She's like, this is a house. It's a crazy house.
Okay. When this guy who's wearing a
huge coat,
like
he looks like that kid from Where the Wild Things Are, Max.
He looked like he belonged in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's that sort of thing. He says this house is very unique. It's very popular for content shooting. As soon as he went like this, I'm like, oh, this is one of those joke houses that people have, like,
and they make
that
a
fortune. That you rental stuff. That's why this house should never be sold.
No.
You just need to rent it. Even Christine said, y'all, you can say what you want to about Christine. She is intelligent and she knows how a house should work. Yeah. Christine's like, no, you got own a house like this and you rent it out to people.
Exactly. She's like, and you do cocaine here.
Yeah. She's like, cocaine, strippers over here, strippers over there. I thought this house was tacky as fuck.
Yeah, it's very.
Yeah.
Very.
This is where you have like a real world reunion. But even they couldn't afford it.
Probably
not. But I will say, most reality shows could not afford to film in a place like this.
No, it's music stars film videos.
Music videos, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got like things like like a random like stiletto heel in
one room is all greenery like a forest. So Chelsea sits down. She's like, so Davina invited me to lunch.
So now let's have conversations about other people in homes that aren't ours.
Point of the show. And again, Chelsea's a bitch. I'm just saying.
She is.
She really is. Like, she tries to act, but the thing is, Christine acts as I'm a bad bitch, but then she doesn't follow through.
No.
Christine doesn't say she's a bitch. I mean, she kind of will. I guess she did.
But she's really not.
She actually did at the beginning.
She's just, the thing about Christine, y'all.
Or not, I meant Chelsea said she was a bitch at the beginning of the show.
Chelsea.
Why do they all have the same name?
Chelsea can actually back it up.
She can back it up.
And Christine is more dangerous because she would do stuff to your back.
Yeah.
Like
we're going to find out this episode. But Chelsea says, I'm listening to Davina and I'm like, why are you crying? Why? Like, just heartless.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I felt attacked. And Christine was like, well, it's just nice that someone stood up for me. And Chelsea said, I feel like I'm a good judge of character. And she's like, she's always putting on a facade. Not wrong.
No, she's faking it.
But I wrote, totally, this is the whole thing. Her attacking her, and Christine probably said, attack her, and then we can have a conversation about it in another stranger's house.
Right.
And it'll get on the show. I believe that with this storyline.
The next thing is Emma and Mary. Now, this house that they're in is 1,700 square feet, and they're like, we put $1 million into it, and Mary's like, $1 million to this house? Whoa.
Because it kind of looks like, where did you put it?
Yeah, because it's so small. And that's when Mary's like, what are the comps? That's the comparables, you guys. What are the prices in the area if you're not in the real estate lingo?
Yeah.
And she's like, it's on the higher end.
So that, because it's designed, but I didn't write it down, by some designer.
No. Blah, blah, blah.
Y'all, doesn't matter. House.
Doesn't matter.
Because they're sitting down.
Let's get down to, as Kimbali would say, whoa.
Whoa. I didn't expect that.
I missed that voice.
This is a surprise to me. Whoa. Oh my God.
I was gooped. I was gooped. I did not expect this. I wrote down exactly. I paused it and like rewound it and typed out it because it was confusing at first. But basically, Emma sits down and she's like, so Mary, I need to tell you something serious. By the way, Mary's like, by the way, I put an offer on a house. We didn't get it. Romaine was pissed, but we're going to get another house. Okay, bye. Anyway, Emma says, quote, an associate of Christine contacted my client and offered $5,000 on her behalf to not work with me.
Work with me.
And to work with Christine instead.
I went, we've entered a new world on Selling Sunset.
And I believed it because
me too.
Suddenly I went, oh, now it makes sense why Christine suddenly wanted to talk to Emma when she's had no interest in her.
Keep your enemies
entire time.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
That is 100% why she did this. Mary goes into a complete Adderall eye
twitch.
She
is in a cloud of feathers.
Yeah,
within.
She's like,
and Emma says, the client said, I want you to know that she said that she is all out to sabotage you.
And Emma, this is a longstanding client of Emma's.
Yeah.
So it's not someone new.
I'm sure it's a man.
And Emma was like,
Emma only has male clients.
Yeah, that's true. And Emma said, I knew that she was bullshit when she said all that. And that's why, for a second, I started to give her a benefit of the doubt, and nope. And Mary just says, well, I think this is the nail in her coffin.
Can't wait to talk to Jason, which is going to happen really soon in the next episode.
It's this episode. They ended this episode.
Oh, you're right.
Which I was surprised. I thought that would be the end of the episode. But no, Mary sits down and she's like, we need to talk about Christine. And she tells him what happened. And Jason.
And y'all,
Jason's an amazing actor.
Mary is loving this.
Either he's an amazing actor, which I don't think he is.
He's not.
This seemed fucking real.
It was.
What? He's like, what the fuck? When did you find out? She's like, I just found out. She's like, and I called her client, and I confirmed with him.
Yeah. And he says, if this is true, when we're going to find out, is I can't have an agent acting that unethical, even with another and in another agent, not in my firm,
not but, in my brokerage, but even in
other brokerages.
But the fact that it's in our brokerage is even worse.
Yep.
And then we have a song that says, I'm a bad chick. I'm gonna wreak havoc. And I went, that was a good rhyme. You rhyme chick and havoc. And I'm
it's not a perfect rhyme still.
Not a perfect, but it wasn't bad.
It's not bad for the songwriting on this show.
But it was.
Svedson did a decent job.
I'm a bad chick. I'm a gonna wreak havoc.
Havoc does rhyme in standard American English.
There you go.
Havoc.
All right, y'all.
It's really havoc.
Let's jump in to the final.
It's my wedding day!
Okay. She looked gorgeous, though.
She did. It was a little ice skating for me.
It did look a little frozen, actually.
It was a little...
I'll never forget that fucking girl in the grocery store who did that for 30 minutes. Y'all, somebody let their child walk around some fucking hippy dippy crunchy 42-year-old man letting my kid do what. Now I'm not gonna control my kid, and they're always right, and never, and I'm not gonna let them do, I'm never gonna tell them they're doing anything quote wrong. I'm in the middle of fucking Sprouts, and this like 8-year-old girl, God bless her, just trying to express herself, is walking around going, and everybody's looking around Sprouts going
over and over and over again.
Every fucking 30 seconds in the middle of Sprouts. I was in that grocery store for 40 minutes. And of course, I didn't know what the sound was until she came behind me in the line. Should have loved her as a little redheaded girl. But I just could have stuffed her mouth full of that xylitol gum and just had her fake sugar out. But still, finally, the father said, honey, don't sing that in a public place.
Thank you.
You have to be mindful of other people. And I'm like, you could have told her that 45 minutes ago.
Or brought a muzzle.
Well, I think because he gave her that look because she went, ooh, and did whatever thing. And the cashier woman, she had a name tag that said Loretta, and she wasn't about to have none of it.
Good.
Looked right at her and stank-faced her. Y'all, I'm all about children's expression. That's fine.
Not in a public place.
But there's different ways to express yourself. I would say, honey, maybe hum it. Don't sing it aloud for everybody.
Right. I agree.
When we're in the car, you can sing it, even though it makes me want to drive off the road.
My mother would say, cheaper, stop making a spectacle of yourself.
My mom would just pinch me and say, shut it.
Lovely.
Yo, this is Selling Sunset.
Episode 10, y'all. We're done. Nothing
remains the same.
We have the reunion, which will be out May 6th. But this is, y'all, Heather and Tark are getting married, and I feel nothing.
God, he's got a big dick.
He does, but...
It's gorgeous. It's fine.
It's interesting how very little of time we spend on this.
Because no one cares about it. Because Christine. Because think about how much more time they spend on Christine's wedding.
Yep. True.
Yeah. So then we see that's when Christine and Chelsea walk. We see Christine say she doesn't care about.
One thing. Her dress was okay for me, but it fit her so well.
It fit well. The venue was pretty. I love the ballroom. They had the Montecito reception. It looked fine. It looked beautiful.
Yeah. Fine.
Montecito's a beautiful place to get married.
It is.
Not cheap.
So isn't that where Oprah is?
Yeah, Oprah and Ellen. Yeah. And
so, y'all, Chelsea...
It's just north of Santa Barbara, right? Yeah.
So, Chelsea and Christine, you just said it. They're just... That's when Christine has the famous line, I don't care about looks, just money.
She also says rich people don't... Because Chelsea, you look at the credit report. She said rich people don't need credit. They just buy what they want.
They don't need loans. Okay.
Okay.
So, and then Christine basically says,
probably not wrong.
I am tired of these nasty bitches. Blah, blah, blah.
They were saying at Maya, like, oh, we're doing this for Maya. I went, okay. I don't know. Was Chrishell being shady or was she just maybe a little. I thought she was just saying something nice to Maya.
I feel like we ran out of things in this episode for Christine and Chelsea to talk about.
Probably.
Because I will say, because we haven't had a lot of conflict, because of we haven't had a lot of Christine, Mary, or Christine, Chriselle, or Christine, Heather conflict in this episode, or in this season, it's why Christine hasn't had a lot to do.
No.
The only thing she's had to do was Chelsea.
So, question. I think Chriselle said going into the season, I'm not doing the scene with the bitch.
Yeah.
Because I think Christine would have done it.
Oh, definitely. Christine would have done anything.
Yeah, that's why I think she'll do it for the... But Chriselle, I think Chriselle's the one who pulled the plug on it.
Maybe. I could see that.
If you think about it, we didn't have one scene with them where they were together themselves.
No.
Usually we always get like a Chriselle-Christine talk.
Yes, we do.
We got it last season.
Yeah.
Not this one.
We have a couple other lines that says, Christine's like, it's just becoming difficult to do my job. I don't want to be in that office. And Christine's like, I can start my own brokerage. And then she's like, Davina got her brokers. How hard can that be?
How hard can it
They're
be?
Giving them out of McDonald's.
She's like a robot. I will say, finally she takes off that hat. But until she does, Chelsea looks like a fucking World War One nurse.
Yeah.
She looks ridiculous.
It's like, she's either hit or miss for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
When she took... And it is trying too hard. You know what? She needs to Coco Chanel. She needs to Coco Chanel.
Take one thing off.
Because when she took off the hat, she was giving me these kind of beautiful, like Dr. Zhivago vibe, like the big coat. And it was not good before.
So.
No, iPad. I don't want to delete this note. I'm still talking.
And Christine also says, I'm one of one. And like one of many.
I don't want to be at a brokerage.
And anyway, next scene, y'all.
And Chelsea says, yeah. Oh, God, is my one ally going to leave?
Right.
And Chelsea's trying to, she is trying to convince. She's like, at the end of the day, this is a stepping stone. And that's where Christine's like, yeah, I don't, y'all, you forget. Christine's husband's fucking,
he's a billionaire, loaded.
Isn't he?
Or, I don't know if he's billionaire. He's in tech.
He's in tech. Crazy rich. Crazy rich.
Crazy rich, but not Asian.
But not Asian. Bling Empire, which is off of
May
that
13th.
Show. Coming, we're going to cover it. We're excited.
They are definitely rich and Asian. I don't know about crazy. Some of them are.
I saw one of them at...
one of them?
No, one of the cast
I saw
members.
One of these crazy
that
Asians.
Said, yeah, that sounded bad. I meant one of the cast members, but she was the one that was the forgettable one. Oh, God.
Jamie?
Yeah, Jamie.
Where'd you see her?
Welcome to okay, Password.
Oh,
here we go.
This is gonna be gross.
Is it the Rose of No? What is that restaurant on Sunset Boulevard? That's old Hollywood with like the couches and there's the pool there. It's a hotel.
On Sunset,
and people eat at the brunch. People go to brunch there. It's really pretty. There's a little pool and you have a great view.
It is the Roosevelt?
Is it the Roosevelt?
Is it?
I thought the Roosevelt's in Hollywood. I think it's the Roosevelt.
Maybe.
It's very old, like 1920s Hollywood.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's not the Roosevelt. I can't come up with a name, though.
But it's a place, if you go to L.A., y'all should go there, because it's very historic.
You saw her there?
She was there, yeah.
Did you speak to her?
No. I was with my partner and his father-in-law, and I didn't think that was a very appropriate time to say, hey! I do a little podcast, and then my future father-in-law would see someone's goat look at me right in the face and say, who are you? I don't know who you are.
I think she would have been nice to you.
She would not know who I was at all.
That's true.
That's true.
Anyway.
What hotel is that?
It's not important.
Sunset Ridge. That's not it.
That's not it. So, y'all, Emma and Micah, and he's in a tank top. This is Micah, the developer.
You don't notice his roided up face when he wears a tank top.
So they keep saying, we're going to add that to the bucket list. He's like, I want you to come with me to Texas. And I knew he was from Texas. He had to be.
Yeah.
And
from Houston. As my dad would say, or would said, Houston.
Do people really say that?
People from Texas say Houston.
Houston?
Because my dad's accent's almost like a... People in Southern Oklahoma say it too. I have a friend from East Texas who always says Houston.
Wow.
People from Houston, I don't think, say that because Houston's an international. Ironically, people from Houston don't have much of an accent. Wow. Wow.
You deserve that.
I did.
So, anyway, turns out that. Do you think it was weird when Emma was just kind of talking? Say, so Jason's moving into Chriselle's. And he's like, oh, good. That, I like that guy.
That's the one thing that I was like, that's why I 100% believe the that's not the reason. I'm going to tell it later. But why all these things add up, this relationship is real because
if you mean Jason and Chriselle.
Jason and Chriselle.
Not Emma and Micah.
That's not real.
No.
Because if they'd had these conversations in that were just for the show, we would have had that conversation as a plot point.
Yeah.
We would have had, as y'all have seen, we would have had their breakup as a plot point.
Right.
This all didn't happen on the show because it was fucking real.
The next thing...
to be real!
They're talking about... They're like, yeah, they started out by being friends, and then they became more than that. What do we think about that? And he's like, yeah, that might be a good way. And y'all, then he takes off his tank top because they're going to get in the hot tub. Her body is banging in that bikini. And then
when you're the best of friends
and they're getting,
in a hot tub, you're going to fuck in.
Well, this is the thing. He keeps getting closer and closer, puts his hands on her legs, and he gets really close. And then they kind of do a thing where they just lean on each other. And I went, he's not going to kiss her. This is not real.
He's not going to kiss her yet. Not, that's why I don't
they are acquaintances.
Yep.
They filmed this because
I still feel like this could be her gay best friend.
He gave me that vibe.
I just feel these vibes from him. Maybe I can't tell anymore.
No, we can't. See, y'all, Chriselle is with her two sisters, Sabrina and Shonda.
Sabrina, Shonda. Okay. Is this family just beautiful, I guess?
Yeah.
They're also pretty.
Kentucky.
Women are pretty in Kentucky. And so I like that Shonda does not mince words. She's like, we need to meet Jason. And she goes, your ex didn't take you seriously. And y'all, Jason Hartley.
Yeah, Justin. That.
Justin Hartley. That's it. I would call him Jason and Justin all the time. How does she not do that?
Because it's two very different names.
But it's J names and they end with the N. And in the N, you know she slipped.
No.
You know she slipped.
No, you don't have to. You would.
Saying.
You would.
I would.
So
you wouldn't?
No. No. Jason, Justin.
So you can sit on this couch and tell me, in all your years of dating,
no,
you've never called a man by the wrong name.
The difference is I actually spend the time to learn their name and I don't.
You've never called a man the wrong name?
No. Because I don't call...
Not even in the throes of passion.
I don't say their names because I'm afraid I'm going to say the wrong thing.
Okay, that's fair.
Also, I don't think Jason and Justin are close. Be different if it was like...
Bustin?
Mark and Bark.
If it was Jason.
Jason Bustin. And Mason.
Bustin and McKenzie.
Exactly.
So...
Jason and Basin.
They're sitting there, basically, and Sabrina's like, yeah, it's like you were someone else. You were trying to please him. And Chriselle's like, I know. Who was that?
Who this, was I?
Y'all is such smart because it's reminding us
anyway?
That Chriselle, at the end of the day, even though it's hard, she wants to be a people pleaser. She will stand up for herself because Sabrina's like, so are you fertilizing eggs before you, what we said, or before they have this conversation? And Chriselle's like, yeah, but he's not 100% sure. And you see Shonda's face, and
she's
like,
not wait,
happy.
You're going through this process, and he's not 100%.
Listen to your sisters.
They're good sisters.
They're good sisters.
The next thing, you guys, Jason, Mary, and Emma are in the office, and we're talking about
Orange County.
The bribe. Not yet.
Wait, no?
No, this is their main office.
Oh, Emma, I'm sorry.
This is what I said.
You're right.
We talked about, you're like, where's the Orange County office? I said, that's further in the episode.
So yes, Jason, Mary, and Emma.
And the client.
I just want to say something. Jason says, I'm here to do my due diligence. As someone who worked in a law office, when someone says due diligence, that means I don't want to get fucking sued.
Yeah.
So we got to do this. This is the whole reason for all of this. Go ahead.
Do you say due diligence?
Due diligence.
Due diligence.
Due diligence.
Due.
Well, if I'm singing, when I'll something's say, due.
No, your bill is due.
You say, yeah, your bill is due.
Due.
Due. That's what I said.
Due. Your bill is due.
What do you want me to say? Like, your bill is due?
No, don't, just be that liquid. Like, oh, my bill is due.
But I don't think a lot of people say that.
Probably not. But I'm saying no one says due diligence.
Due diligence.
That's different than what you said. Due diligence.
That's what I said.
Due diligence. Never mind. I'm prissy, y'all. Get over it.
Shocker.
Due diligence.
Due diligence.
That's my name. Due.
So he is, he does all the right things, y'all, because Emma basically, he just confirms everything. Emma confirms it. And Jason is very, does what he should have. I am so very sorry. He's apologizing.
As your broker.
You did not, you don't need to deal with this. This is unacceptable. And Emma brings up, she said, I'm not scared of her, but I am scared of staying here to be, what is she going to do?
Right. And y'all, they're seeing Christine later and Emma leaves. They wait 30 more minutes and they leave her famous father. Christine is 30 minutes late. They call her, no answer. There's a little bit at the end where, and Christine goes, I'm not going.
She's like, I'm actually, there's no truth in this. And I went, lies, lies. It's, y'all, it's 1,000,000% true.
I agree.
For sure.
And then she's like, why would I want to have a conversation with mommy and daddy? I mean, Mary and Jason.
She would have the conversation if it wasn't true.
Yep, agree.
Because we've learned this, y'all. This is why Christine, and this right here is the reason why Christine, I promise you, did not come to the reunion.
Yep.
Because she does not want to get called on something unethical.
Especially when they have, she doesn't know if they would have the person there or.
It really is. When people show you who they are, believe them. And I know we all talk about how we love Christine
because
she's great TV. But Christine full on has said, I give scammer vibes.
Yeah. Y'all.
Because she's a scammer.
Yeah, I agreed. There is one scene, one sad scene between Vanessa and Davina, which I'm surprised this one even made the off the cutting room floor. But and
they had to just shore it up.
Yeah, they're talking about Vanessa and Nick, and Davina's like, "Well, if you find the love of your life, you gotta go.
You gotta
for
go."
It.
And I thought, this is beautiful. Davina is leading with her heart, and Vanessa's like, "You're right. You're right.
You should go so I can have a desk,"
which is not what she said, but she does say. Vanessa says, I think I know what I need to do. And Davina said, I think you do too. And then to the camera, Davina says, it's not bad for me. And I went, and there goes all my empathy for Davina.
She'll never change. She will always be that naked ambition will always be there.
It was a metaphorical. They were standing on the house looking at a view. And Vanessa said, I think I'm going to go. And Davina just pushes her off the cliff.
Have a good trip. Bye. Let me hobble out of
so
here.
So it reminds you, I can't feel sorry for Davina.
No, no. She's always going to be so Davina.
Yes, her Davina-ness.
Her Davina-ness is innate will never change.
It's always going to Davina her.
Yes. Yeah. She is such a Davina. Mm. Yeah, you don't want to be called that in life, y'all. You don't want to say, oh, she's such a Davina.
They should make those braids WWD. D. What wouldn't Davina do?
Exactly. To get ahead. So we're at the OC office, which is good to see. I'm glad they did this because I'm pretty sure this is going to be a spinoff.
Yeah.
And
I bet it will be very good.
Yeah. 15 or 20 agents, can you imagine?
There's so, y'all, you think there's money here at Selling Sunset.
Oh, the OC.
It is nothing compared to, it's just, there, it's the Orange County is the largest donor to the Republican Party in our country.
Mean nasty Republican town.
But it's that's from Clinton. But it's just so much fucking corporate money, and it's gonna just be real estate agents who are just, I think, just gonna be like fucking vipers at one another.
So
it's gonna be good.
Mary and Amanda was down there with Jason, and they're talking about Christine, and she's like, she's ghosted me. She hasn't said anything. And I wrote down, Amanda's looking like a fly girl. She has this brown wig on.
She's wearing a wig on. Like she was having a bad hair day. And so I missed that. Well, Christine. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Christine has ghosted him. Hasn't said a thing. And then they start saying, you know, well, how are you doing otherwise? He said, you know, I'm spending so much time working on this, working on this. I'm stressed. And he said, I'm spending so much time, too, thinking about a dad, being a dad. And I wrote, even then, I wrote, is this fraudacity? And Amanza said, this is the moment where I believe. Because Amanza says, I think you're overthinking this. And maybe that's what scares you.
And he just snaps.
And he kind of snaps at her. And when he's, but she calms it. She's like, no, I'm not saying you overthink about everything. That's your superpower.
He's emotional.
And then what convinced me is you see Amanda's face.
I know.
And tears well are. And you see her. It's not the look of, she says she's sad that they would be such a good dad. Y'all, I think Amanda's face says, because she kind of looks away and she says, it's that face of he's never going to change.
Yep. That's exactly what it was.
And she's sad. She's not, she is sad, not for Chriselle, because she knows Chriselle is going to be a mom.
Yeah, she's sad for Jason.
She's sad for Jason because he's never going to get out of his own way.
She's known him and Brett longer than any of them.
And that's when I went, it was like fucking everybody clapping for fucking Tinkerbell. That's when I stood up and I said, I believe.
Oh,
I believe that Jason put his dick in Chriselle.
I've never doubted it.
I didn't doubt it.
Because I was thinking, what reason would they have to do it? There's Christine. It would be better for Chriselle to date a more high profile person that wasn't a cast member.
For sure. But I agree. But
yeah.
It doesn't matter now, y'all, because it's real, and I'm invested in this.
So in our last scene, Chriselle and Emma. Or over to her house.
I knew it wasn't good when Chriselle poured wine and then she just went.
She just glugged that Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc is full up.
And he had just told her, and she's like, I need to tell you. He just said, I don't want kids. We're done. And what was so, I use this word in this context, riveting. Was how Christine refused to really let herself go there. Because
Chriselle, you mean?
I'm sorry. Yes.
They're all named
Chriselle.
C names.
Chelsea, Chriselle, Christine.
Y'all, name your kids something that starts with, like, I don't know, a J,
X.
An M, X. So, Rhonda. How many baby Rhondas do you see in the world?
I would
love to just go up to some baby. What's your baby's name? Well, my name's Taylor, and my husband's name is Maddox, and our baby's name is Rhonda.
Rhonda.
And I would say, good for you.
Good for you, little Rhonda. So, and she said, I'm sad, and Emma is breaking up about it.
Emma's breaking up about it. And Emma tries to say, but you changed him. And Chriselle says, I didn't. And honestly, Chriselle's right.
And I think that's why she says, I refuse to cry over another man again, because what we saw with Chriselle was so smart of her. She said, I basically said, if he doesn't want kids, I need to move on and I need to make this decision.
And she said it going into it.
Yeah. And the next thing she says is, and Emma says, she's like, maybe I wasn't supposed to be a mom. And Emma says, no, you were put on this earth to be a mom. This scene, like, had me, my heart was tight.
Oh, yeah.
My chest was tight watching this
scene.
Oh,
yeah.
And
when Chriselle looked up, and she looked up and she went, no, I refuse to cry over a man. I refuse to cry. And I went, I don't want to cry over a man either.
And then lastly...
And then she said this moment of gratitude where she said, I live in this beautiful house.
Right.
I have this beautiful... Because it reminded us...
I'm not going to cry about a
it
man.
It reminded us how far she's come.
Yeah.
I wish they could afford good music so they could actually play Mary J. Blige's I'm Not Going to Cry at This Moment. But
no,
they don't.
It's a terrible song.
It's that some terrible piece of shit song.
Not going to do it no more.
No more.
Not going to do it no more. I feel like I'm flying into the dark.
And we see Emma is getting
the
on her private plane with a plate of empanadas.
With her dog.
We see Christine's...
Mary and Romaine walking on the street.
Christine looking out the window, which you said is how people, quote unquote, exit.
That's how they leave.
And instead, and then we see a beautiful figure walking in LAX.
Vanessa is flying to the international terminal, or she's going to the Southwest and
I don't know if it was my Netflix. All that happened, and then there was, you just see the bottom of this silver Restoration Hardware desk, and the camera pans up, and Davina goes, "My precious."
Has anybody seen my wart cream? Y'all, Davina always gonna Davina.
Davina.
That's all she gonna Davina.
Yep, she gonna hashtag Davina. All right, everybody.
Selling Sunset. We will be back for the finale after May 6th.
Oh, it was a good show. A little bit of tea. So, Chrishell has been talking about her and Jason necessarily still aren't friends.
Right.
They tried. She said it happened too soon. So, it's not that they're not friends. It's just this is awkward and weird, and they need space. I could see maybe he like misses her and decides he wants to have a kid, but I doubt that.
No.
By what Amanda said that broke my heart when she was crying. She said, "I just wish I could just press that switch in you." It's just fear.
He can't change.
It's so fear.
He can't change.
So that's happened. As far as Mary and Romaine actually are freezing embryos.
Yes,
They're going through that process, so I'm sure that's going to...
That I'd heard.
So I just want us to imagine what Mary's going to be like when she's shot up full of fertility hormones.
Whoa! It's going to be a lot of tears.
It's going to be a lot of... Next season. It's still going to be a lot of Mary. You're right. We saw a blurb like a couple weeks ago, but Christine and her husband have started their own brokerage. And I think...
Where you can buy property with crypto.
So that's what I read several weeks. Yeah, is that they're
shocking.
They're getting the license so you can be one of the first real estate agencies to buy.
I'm sure nothing will ever go wrong.
But there's no...
Looking for Saudi princes.
So do you think Christine is going to exit the show?
I honestly have no idea now.
I think she will still stay in the show because I think she's going to want to build her own.
Of course,
real
she will.
Company. So if the Oppenheims will let her, but it does make you wonder how will then she? Is it because it's going to be a different show, and because Selling Sunset the twins own, that's what makes me think she won't be a part of the show.
I can't imagine the show without Christine. Even with Chelsea coming in, I can't imagine this show without Christine.
Christine or Davina are really going to have to step up the bitchery, but nobody can.
No one can do it like Christine Quinn.
Maybe we'll find out more.
You mean Chelsea or Davina?
Yeah, Chelsea.
And also, you need Davina for a whipping boy. So Davina has to be the thing chained up in the corner.
I agree with you, though. The villain has to be Chelsea.
What did I say? You pour into the curses of all the town and you push her off the cliff like the herd of pigs.
Yes. It's either going to have to be someone new or it's going to have to be Chelsea.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll be comfortable making the black woman their bête noire.
I don't think that way would be either.
I just made a pun. Bête noire. Never mind. You don't get it.
I don't get it. All right, everybody. That's our show right there. We'll have the reunion out as soon as we can have it out. We have like 1 week of a break. And then
May 6th.
And then we're raw dogged with Bling Empire again.
Yep.
But at least we won't be on tour. So, true. Which, by the way, y'all... Get your tickets for our tour. We forgot to talk about that last episode. The Dallas and the San Francisco VIPs are gone.
Yep.
So if you want to get VIPs, I noticed that Detroit and
Salt Lake City.
Detroit and Salt Lake are low. So
they're low. No.
Or not Salt Lake City. Not. Detroit, though, is like there's only like 10 VIP seats left in Detroit.
Yeah.
There was another city too. I texted Jackie about it.
Columbus is low.
Columbus, thank you. It's Detroit and Columbus. The VIPs are low. So if you want the VIPs, get those now. All tickets are on sale to everybody.
There are a few left, not that the amount has been bought as low.
Yeah. There's plenty of general seats.
Yep.
Just we only can have up to...
The venues say...
Yeah, the venues say
we cap it at 450.
So that's why...
So don't yell at us.
Hell, we'd have 200 of you VIPs.
That's why we make it a part of the Patreon presale. If you're on Patreon, you should have already gotten your VIPs.
I said on the free show, I said it's worth the $5 if you want the free feed, just or you want the VIP for 1 month. And if you're listening, well, nobody's on Patreon. They're on Patreon. So they're like, yeah, bitch, I heard you. I'm here. So anyway, y'all, we're going to be coming to a city near you very, very soon for the summer. We already, the Reens are coming to our Austin show.
It's official.
We have some other things maybe in the work as well. We are working on it, and we're excited to see y'all out there. Yay! All right, everybody. Until the reunion, you take this week, you grab it by the hands, and what do you do, Poodle?
Say, I'm a bad bitch.
I'm a bad bitch.
Popping pillows, popping pop.
I got a stick in my witch hat.
It's selling sunset. So much more.